Hello. What's up? It's Ben Greenfield. Hey, I have a pretty special series, a doozy, a full series of interviews for you coming up today and on a whole bunch of other days this week. I'm churning out the podcast this week because I just got back from Lake Tahoe. I got a chance to hang out with some of the world's top athletes and biohackers and inventors and physicians and more down at the Spartan World Championships. Even if you're not an obstacle course racer, you're going to dig today's show. You can access the show notes where I have a special video for you over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17. Yes, as in Sparta 17, like the movie 300, where they all talk with Scottish accents, even though they're supposedly from Greece. Anyways, though, we digress. So in that video that I posted for you at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17, I actually have a fascinating discussion. This is at the top of the page that you see there about legal ways to dope your blood. Legal ways to get nitric oxide up like Viagra for your whole body without actually taking the little blue pill. How to max your ATP and what are called your erythrocyte levels using some pretty fringe formulas that are out there. So when you visit that page over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17, you're going to want to watch my interview there at the top of the page with this guy named Craig Dinkle. Craig, you may have heard on previous podcast episodes. He's like a total whiz when it comes to formulating very potent and unique supplements. I got a bunch of discount codes for you over there too on some of the stuff that Craig and I talk about. So that is what is bringing you today's show, that video and those supplements, which I consider to be not only some of the best supplements for altitude, but some of the best supplements for sex and for nitric oxide and for recovery from jet lag and for enhanced blood flow and for just about any situation where you want more blood. So check it out, bengreenfieldfitness.com/Sparta17. All right, let's move forward, shall we? Hey, what's up? It's Ben Greenfield, and this is a bit out of the ordinary, but I happen to be sitting here with my trusty podcast sidekick, Brock Jason Skywalker Armstrong. Brock, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hello, hello, everyone.
And you could get sick of that lolling Canadian accent over the next few days.
Pshaw.
Pshaw. Because Brock and myself, to a certain extent, but Brock to a much greater extent,
yeah,
we are going to be bringing you some amazing interviews over the next several days. Because we are at Spartan World Championships.
Spartan World Championships!
So here's what to expect. First, if you're not an obstacle course junkie or an athlete, don't worry. We are right now here surrounded by some of the top fitness, health, biohacking, nutrition, and even personal productivity and lifestyle minds on the face of the planet who Spartan CEO Joe DeSena has flown in to be here. And Brock and I have decided to get the microphone in front of them and take a deep dive with them into their top secrets that we can deliver to you. And we're also, of course, since we are surrounded by some of the fittest people on the face of the planet here, we're going to be interviewing some of the most hardcore men and women that exist when it comes to their insider training tactics, their nutrition secrets, their recovery hacks, and a whole lot more. So basically, you are going to be getting lots of podcasts over the next few days. Don't worry, if you don't have time to listen to them, you can save them. And I believe there's even a handy save function in Apple Podcasts.
You don't even
most podcasting apps.
Just
save
does
them,
it.
Save them for later. The next time you're bored on a drive, or you have a few extra gym sessions, or you're out on a long hike, you can basically listen into a lot of these extra episodes we're going to be pushing out over the next few days.
You can bathe in them, even.
You can bathe in them, literally. Like a float tank or Epsom salts. Yes. So we are, in addition to a bunch of podcasts you're going to get right here on the podcast feed, doing a bunch of short video and audio interviews over on the Facebook page. And if you don't know the Facebook page URL, it is, Brock, take it away.
Facebook.com/BG Fitness.
So go to Facebook.com/BG Fitness if you want extra photos, amazing, entertaining, and educational content for you in addition to what we're giving you right here on the podcast.
I'd call it edutainment.
Edutainment. Did you make that up?
No.
Okay. Now, we may not have our usual show notes. I'm going to warn you.
Yeah.
because
I'm illiterate.
Brock is illiterate and dyslexic and dyslexic
and
Canadian. Yeah. And frankly, we're going to be so busy interviewing people, we're probably not going to have a lot of time to sit down and make for you show notes. But we will make for you plenty of extremely helpful content. And we promise mad value if you just listen in the next few days. Again, we're not going to bore you with the ho-hum, I eat Red Bull and Snickers before the race, and my top recovery tactic is compression socks.
Nor are we going to bore you with a longer intro than we've already done.
No, this is getting a little bit long in the tooth. So I will be racing, and I will be not only racing, but likely out there leading other racers through the course after I've done the race myself. So you're going to need to get used to Brock's Canadian voice and his beautiful shaven ballerina legs.
You betcha.
Which you actually can't see on an audio podcast, but I can vouch that they are quite beautiful. He'll be the voice you're listening to and seeing if you're on Facebook all weekend as we make you a part of what is widely considered to be the Super Bowl of obstacle course racing and is the crown race to discover who the fittest person on the face of the planet actually is.
Spartan World Championships!
Unless you're a CrossFitter, in which case it would be the CrossFit Games. So get ready of plenty of action. Get ready for plenty of action over the next few days. And if you want to have the most fun with this, stay tuned to all the live content and the conversations over at facebook.com/BGFitness. And keep a notepad or your own friggin' noggin.
Make your own show notes, guys.
That's right.
Come on. We've been holding your hand for too long now. It's your turn.
Take notes on everything that we bring your way. We promise we're going to make this a lot of fun for you. So, that being said, listen in, because here we go.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power. Mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. I'm Brock, filling in for Ben because Ben is still sleeping probably because it's 8:30 in the morning and he's racing tomorrow. But two people who aren't sleeping are sitting across from me at the table here at the PodFest at the Spartan World Championship races. And I'll get them to introduce themselves in just a moment. But first, I want to say, this is sounding a little bit weird and there's some noise in the background and all that because we are recording live at Lake Tahoe at the Spartan Up PodFest, which is part of the 2017 Spartan Race World Championships, and we're really happy to be here. It's been a really fun weekend, and we haven't even been here for a full 24 hours yet, so it's promising to be really fun. But you're stuck with me here on the microphone while Ben is off sleeping, but we've got some great guests here. And they are some international competitors that have come from really far away. I mean, I came here from Canada, but that's nowhere near as far as these guys have come. So I'm going to get them to introduce themselves. And we start on this side, ladies first.
Yes. Hi, my name is Jasmina Aleksandrov, and I'm from Serbia, Belgrade. And I'm so happy to be here. And there's so many international athletes. So I'm happy to be your host and to co-host with you this podcast and with my friend Manuel. So thanks for having me.
All right.
And hi, guys. I'm Manuel DiGeronimo from Italy, Florence. I'm one guy from the Reebok team Italy, and after a few years, I had the possibility to come here, Lake Tahoe, for this crazy, amazing race, and I'm so excited to join.
It is crazy. I had a look at the course last night. Some of the obstacles, they are nutty. But so you guys both had to qualify to be in this race. Where did you do your qualifying race?
I think I got my coin in Tirol in Austria.
Oh,
a few
wow.
weeks back, yes, I got it right. As soon
so
as
you're
I crossed
from
the,
Serbia, but you went yes. and raced in Austria, and now there, you're in Tahoe.
Yeah, there is no races in Serbia, so the Spartan races is still kind of far away from my home, but I try and go to as many races as possible to meet awesome people. First, for hanging out with everybody, the great energy, the all the crazies that step on the start line, and so I love Spartan racing. After I retired from professional basketball, this is my new passion.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm really excited to be a part of the Spartan Global team.
Now I have to ask before we'll get back to you, but professional basketball in Serbia, is it a big thing? Is that
I actually played here in Colorado Boulder.
Oh, okay.
Went to school here for 4 years, to college, and then I went played professional overseas. I played for Greek teams, French teams, German teams, Italian teams. So I'm accustomed to move around and meet new people. So this is another level. So when I retired professionally, so I started playing new sports. So participating in OCR running. So I'm excited to be here and represent my country, although I'm the only one. So, but it's a blast.
There you go.
I'll bring some more people next year for
if
sure.
If you're the only one, you're definitely representing your country.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I do my best.
Okay. Yeah. So where did you do your race that you
Sincerely,
qualified?
Sincerely, I didn't get the coin this year, but I will run the competitive. I'm here also because I'm the manager of Instagram on Sparta Race Europe. So here because I know almost everybody to help the people and help them to share them, because it's not that popular, the European people in the US, and we have many, many amazing athletes, and I think tomorrow the American athletes will have to fight for win the title, and in the for the things that I'm here, I will also run the best, and I can't wait.
Awesome. I think you're right. Just looking across the street where all the international athletes were all just, was that a breakfast that was going on over there?
It's a meeting with Joe DeSina.
Oh, okay.
We will meet the founder of Sparta Race, and after we will have a brunch with them, with all these great international athletes.
I looked across the street, and generally I feel like I'm a pretty fit person, but I looked across the street and was like, oh damn. those are some badass athletes across the way.
It's world championship, so all the best athletes, I think, that represent the sport are here. So
yeah.
I'm really honored to be a part of the entire squad.
I would be too. There's no way I could have qualified for this. I need to step up my game, obviously.
Yeah, it's more of having fun, and the results come, I think, along the way.
Yeah.
I think hard work always pays off, so.
Well, okay, so speaking of hard work, what we like to talk about on this podcast is interesting ways to train, like unconventional, different ways to train for any kind of event, not necessarily just for a Spartan. Is there something that you have done in your training that you think is different than other people or outside the box?
Well, I live in a capital in Belgrade, so there is not a lot of nature and a big close by in the city. Yeah. I live close by some good terrains, and I go run, but there is no altitude. There is no like different terrains to practice on. So I actually take the streets of Belgrade as my gym. So I carry volleyballs, buckets, and stuff through the
capital
city, yes. So it's pretty awesome to see a tall, tattooed girl with carrying a bucket.
With very fancy pants on.
Yes, most of the time.
She's wearing very fancy tights right now.
Yes, so I try and make my workouts fun. So I carry my volleyball to work, and then I work in my gym, and I do some training, and then maybe some other day I go up by the lake and run in different terrains or swim and just switch up my routines. I hate the routine, so I just pick a practice or call my friends and give me a workout so I can do something different. So I try to switch it up and change my routine so I escape the casual training.
So if you're going through the streets, just to give people an idea, have you been to another city and maybe in America is similar?
That is similar. Maybe San Francisco or New York, because it's congested. There's a lot of people going to work and they don't pay attention. And there's like a tall chick carrying a bucket. They're like, what is going on? I'm like, yeah, I'm a Spartan. So when people get involved in this and some media picked up, so they recognize me when I run through the streets. So I was like, that's a crazy girl. Yeah, so it's
how
fine.
How many people are in Belgrade? Is it a few million?
Yeah.
So it really is
a
big city.
Yes, it's a big capital, but it's nice communities, and we all try to get people involved in OCR. So, and I like to give a good example for kids, not to be embarrassed to run with buckets and stuff. It's fun.
It's funny. Is that a problem in Serbia as well? Like in North America, like being a Canadian, being here in America, it sometimes. Exercise is viewed as a punishment.
Exactly. That's the big... I play professional basketball. So I was in training from when I was 10 years old, and I had training camps. I went to college. It was 6 a.m. running stairs, stadiums, powerlifting, and everything. So when I stopped being professional, I started enjoying my workouts. And I see what workouts do to my body, and I get so happy, and I transmit that energy to other people. So I try to get people involved, not to view training as punishment, but something that helps you get better and makes your energy better, positive energy. You feel better. Nobody ever complained that they did a bad workout. Everybody's smiling after a workout. They're like, oh, I don't feel good that I did 100 burpees. They're awesome. I completed 100 burpees, so that's an accomplishment. So I try to push people just to make little accomplishments every day.
That's a very good mindset. That's a good way to look at it, and especially if you're going to work out in the mean streets of a big city.
Yes, and I look at it as a video game. So I get in the zone, and I like move across the people. I see where the bus is. I try to avoid the cars. So it's like a mini game, like an OCR through the city.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny.
It's fun.
Ben Greenfield, who this is his podcast, he actually uses those same words about his workouts. He said like he likes to work out like it's a video game.
Exactly. Like, I really think I'm in the video game.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. All right. So your training, you're from another part of the world, in different city altogether. But what do you do that's different than maybe the rest of the people you know that are training for Spartan?
For sure, that's the unconventional was that just the experience of the race. A few weeks ago, we were in Andorra for European Championship. I was knowing...
Andorra?
Andorra is close to Spain, between Spain and France.
Okay.
Was the European Championship. I was knowing all the day before
snowing.
The race. We did all the European Championship in the middle of the snow. So it was crazy tough. About me, I'm from Florence, and is a city really rich. So where the kind of people are really rich, and there are people that are not like love the fitness, and they think more about the fashion than how to be fit. So work there and introduce people in this kind of world is like take out for their nature and bring in another set mind, another world. Because if you think about the fashion, all these people can't get dirty. Bring one model and put in the mud is like the craziest things that you can do it. And what we have that in the city is really, I live in center, is a bit hard, but around Florence there is a lot of hills, and this is great because we have a lot of hills and rivers and small lakes where we can train, and we can wake up in the early morning and get lost in the middle of the nature.
So it's really the opposite of Yasmina.
Yes.
Total opposite.
Yes, it's what the goal of me in my city, because I'm a personal trainer, is not bring the people and let train in the city. It's bring the people and train outside.
Yeah.
Show there is something outside. In Italy, the people are a bit close about their culture, because the culture is really deep, to stay in their city. Bring them out of this mindset is really a big deal. People really grow up, start think different. Personally, for example, I'm from central Florence, and I met people from everywhere in the world. My wife is from another country, and still people doesn't understand this.
So that's very unusual where you're from. Wow. It's funny, when I think of Italy, I think that they're much more in touch with their roots and more earthy kind of people. Like, I always think North Americans are, we're the ones who are so hung up on how we look and making money and stuff, but you're really saying that's what is happening in Florence.
Yes, that's the point is about how to look like, things about the culture. That is one country where the fashion is really deep. We talk about the big brands, and so you have to look like in one way. So be a Spartan, become like be an hero, like this, because you are totally the opposite. The people are really, really curious, and this sport is growing up really fast in my country.
Yeah. So what we need to do is make Spartan or some sort of sport really fashionable, and then they'll adopt it. If you're looking really good when you're doing it, would that be helpful? Like, I'm joking a little bit, but
it's just bring the people out of how they think normally, because the people obviously like everyone that thinks that the right way to think is how we think, but sometimes we have to go outside for learn how is the things.
The comfort zones.
Yeah. That's interesting. We've sort of, in both of your stories, we've uncovered that there's some obstacles for your societies or for your culture to be getting over in order to be not necessarily doing Spartan races, but just being fit and being out there.
It's a great thing now because it's modern to be fit, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So you can see a lot of celebrities in States and in Europe being fit and trying to go to a gym. Maybe not for right reasons, right? I was about to say, maybe it's a selfie.
Yeah.
But it's how you influence the young ones. So they already see they are in the gym, so they're going to ask about it. And it's just stepping out of the comfort zones. I try to coach, because I own a gym in Serbia, I try to coach people that can represent me when they go outside and talk about workouts and how they switch up their routines, how I make them step out of their comfort zone and push their limits. So we try to influence, I think, both Manu and me in their own countries to change people's opinions about either racing and sports and doing all the little extra things that makes you grow as a person, not just as an athlete, but just pushing your limits is going to make you a better person in the daily life, to exceed more, to influence more people. So being a Spartan represents all the little changes you have to make in your daily life, in your daily routine, to bring something else to the community that you live in. I think it's the same in Italy, because he's representing Italy here. He's different. We clicked 3 years ago, we met. So we stay in touch, and we have totally different cultures, but we have the same passion for fitness, for sport, for influencing people, for making a global community, and to change each other's, like a butterfly effect. You know, small changes make a big changes, maybe further away.
That's, you said that very well. I don't even know what I can say beyond that.
In fact, about this, what is really great about Europe, that me that I'm traveling a lot around Europe for the race, now we are a lot of countries, a lot of different people. Every time we are like 3, 4, 15 kind of culture in the same table. I'm here with one person from the other part of the culture, really different than me. We split the same place, the room. I'm here with people from all the countries, and every time is a real experience for myself, for learning new things, for learning human things, how to think, how to be, like, go outside from the mindset, be more open, learn that the things can work also in different way. And this is things that in Europe is happening. Be with people from different cultures is really awesome.
Yes.
It's really something that changed me a lot.
Yeah.
And I think will change a lot the mindset of people. Also because it's a little bit cheaper in Europe travel than USA. And if you go just, I'm Italian and my wife is Spanish, we are just really different. And this make you think different way. So is another point that make you think different. I never thought to put in the middle of the mud, the water, do crazy things, wake up at 4 in the morning for training. And now for me, it's totally normal.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I guess Spartan has somehow opened our minds as much as it's made us made us more fit.
Exactly.
And has brought cultures together. This
is
amazing.
An awesome thing, yeah. As I don't want to repeat myself, but as a professional athlete, I'm used to, like, I'm from a small city in Serbia. I grew up in a small city. So playing with that ball bring me so many opportunities in my life. I studied school here. I traveled the world. I've been around the world. So I learned so many things that I continued doing when I got older and retired. So I really appreciate all the opportunities that I get. So yeah. It's really nice. Like, it's nice. It's a nice feeling when you come and meet all the people and feel the energy. I'm all about the energy.
Yeah. Well, and the energy so far, I mean, it's not even 9 a.m. Yeah. and the energy is through the roof.
Exactly. So exactly. And you see all the people smiling. You never see them like, you know, everybody's happy to be here.
I actually got thanked earlier for being so cheerful.
Exactly.
I was
exactly.
Like, what? Well, I know. How else am I going to be?
Yeah, exactly. You're here.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a beautiful day. The sun is
everything,
rising
yes.
over the beautiful mountains, and
yes.
there's all kinds of fit people around. This
yes.
is this is
yes.
amazing.
And we're all here for the same great reason.
All right. Well, I'm going to be cheering for both of you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no
so
worries.
So happy to be here.
And I just have to say thanks again to our Spartan host, Joe DeSena, for having us all here. And of course, the Spartan Up Podcast for setting up this great weekend here at the 2017 Spartan World Championships.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.